Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.
Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Alex Hoyer.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light?
And before we leave today, we want to acknowledge a career that's ending on a high note. For the past 19 years, St. Louis musician Charles Glenn has performed the national anthem before the start of St. Louis Blues home games. The Blues announced last week that the 64-year-old is retiring. Glenn told the hockey club that he's had multiple sclerosis for about 7 years, and it affects the way his body moves, the way his brain connects to his body, and his memorization. I had the chance to talk with Charles Glenn a couple of years ago about what it's like to sing the anthem, and I remarked that audiences are often very particular about the way the Star Spangled Banner is performed.
Well, it is an anthem, and an anthem is for everyone to sing, okay, but it is not a showpiece. It's not a reinvention of a song. Yes, you can put your own style into it, but you don't want a ketchup sandwich. You want to put a little bit of seasoning on the meat. You know what I mean? You don't want to just filter it with a whole bunch of flavoring. So it's, I don't know, I'm not a purist, but on the other hand, I don't think that you should, I don't think that you should take it too far outside the box.
Glenn says he could probably continue singing the anthem for the Blues for another 5 or 6 years, but he says he doesn't know how quickly the multiple sclerosis will progress, and that he wants to be fair to the Blues and himself. Singing the anthem has no doubt been a special experience for Glenn, and I asked him to describe what that's like.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful. You're singing it to 16,000 people every game, because every game's a sellout. And it's a rush. It really is. Each game is a thrill. So I love it. I love it. And since it's in the hockey arena, it's a closer knit audience. They're closer to you, so you feel their energy. It's a good thing.
I've been to several Blues games over the years, and it seems that you find something in you when you're performing the national anthem, and I don't know quite what it is, but it seems like a certain oomph. Now, is that something that just kind of comes over you, or just that it's so rehearsed now?
It's not rehearsed. It's the energy brought from the audience to me, and I give it back to them. It's we work together. We work together. And every time that you sing, you're on point. Every word has to be right. Every note has to be correct. But they feed the energy, and I feed the energy back, and that's why it's so electric.
Charles Glenn said he will continue to perform at events and weddings with his band, the Charles Glenn Group. He also wants to spend more time with his family, that includes 2 grandchildren, and more time working on Voice for the Cure, an annual charity concert. A couple of years ago, I asked him what advice he'd give to others in the 10 seconds before stepping onto the ice to sing the anthem.
Be yourself. Enjoy the moment and be yourself. You never know when you get another opportunity like this again. So be yourself and enjoy the moment.
It's unclear how many national anthem performances Glenn has left at Enterprise Center. The regular season ended over the weekend, and the first round of the playoffs for the Blues begins this Wednesday in Winnipeg. Glenn says he'd prefer his anthem career ends in mid-June, which would mean a deep playoff run by the St. Louis Blues. Tomorrow on St. Louis on the Air, we'll address housing segregation and evidence-based solutions in advance of a Fair Housing Conference happening this Friday. And we'll talk with St. Louis-based musician Jay Farrar. The frontman of the band Sunvolt is out with a new album. St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thanks for joining us. I'm Alex Hoyer.
Thank you.
The Gateway brings you the day's news from the St. Louis region and across Missouri. It also includes stories from the Illinois side of the river and our Metro East reporter, Will Bauer.
In Alton, in Belleville, in East St. Louis, in Edwardsville, in Cahokia Heights, at Scott Air Force Base, I'm Will Bauer, St. Louis Public Radio.
Listen to reports from Will and all of our journalists weekdays on The Gateway, on the STLPR app, and wherever you get podcasts.